This is Tropical Paradise Wastes, and I'm Franco, coming to you live on tape from La República Dominicana. This is our 43rd episode, the first of the new season 3. Now, when I first started researching how to make a podcast, I learned to eliminate background noise, and I only recorded using pop filters and an audio interface. From now on, in order to tape any place, anytime, I'll be recording into my laptop or even using my iPhone. I'll still do studio recordings from time to time. But I learned that during the pandemic, Bill Maher, he did his show from home using only his iPhone, and it really sounded pretty good. So I'll be recording with background noise, no editing, so it's basically live. I think it'll be better that way. It'll be way more real. When we say something stupid, you'll hear it too. I'm in a little barrio called Callejón de la Loma in Cabarete. Cabarete has always been known for its kite surfing, but in the past 13 years that I've been here, another attraction has really developed, and that's the music scene here. You really can't believe it, man. The talent here is out over the top. I'm willing to bet that it's bigger per capita than any place in the world. If not, it's really right up there. So it's been decided to redirect this podcast and focus on this great music scene. The target audience is the local venues, the musicians, and the people who attend the shows. The Kathy Powells, the Rod and Barbaras, Dorothy, Donna the Dancer. Most of the expats here are seasonal, so they will be listening from North America or wherever they are, and they can stay in the loop that way. So if you have anything or something to add, let's hear it. The contact information is in the episode notes. Thank you, and spread the word.
Hola, amigos. This is Don Alejandro de la Vega. Welcome to Tropical Paradise Waits. Do you ever dream of living in paradise? Dream no more, my friend. If you are planning on living in the tropics, or if you are a full-on expat, this show is the show for you. Listen and learn how to make the best of your leisure time. It takes more than a plane ticket to fully enjoy the tranquil lifestyle. It is a state of mind. Let's live a better life. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Positive reviews help us rise up the ranks. Please scroll down and click. Support this podcast. Gracias, and enjoy the show.
Hey, I'm back here with some friends from Callejón de la Loma.
Yeah.
In beautiful Cabarete, Dominican Republic. Hey, everyone, introduce yourself. Who's this kid to my right?
I'm JR, I'm from Canada. I've been living here for a little while. Yeah.
Vincent here from France, living in DR since 10 years.
Johnny Chabola!
Yeah. Johnny Chabola!
Pizzaiolo! Gypsy Spanish guy.
And Johnny Chabola is the main subject here because Johnny runs a pizza place here in the Callejón de la Loma. And on Wednesday night, he has the greatest open mic known to man. It started before he was there. What was it, the Voodoo Lounge? Is that right?
Yeah.
And it started, but Johnny brought it over the top. Johnny, tell us a little bit about the open mic, man. Tell me what happens there.
Wow, that's amazing day. Wednesday night, everybody's there, all the musicians from all parts of the world. Open mic night. Every people is coming there. Great music, great vibe, good pizza.
And good pizza.
Yeah.
The best musicians, I mean, I'm willing to bet that per capita there's more great musicians here in Cabarete than any place probably in the world. I mean, it's just fantastic. I've had friends from New York City there, and they tell me that they don't see anything like that in New York City.
So when are you coming? Wednesdays. When are you coming Wednesdays? Cabarete. Every Wednesdays.
Come on.
Yes, come on. We are waiting for you.
So how many musicians you, like, during season, how many would you guess show up there?
musicians, maybe 15, 20, 30 each Wednesday, depending on the season.
And you can't, and during high season, you can't even get through the front door.
In high season, even you can't play if you don't come soon.
No, no. And now it's low season, and it's still busy, man. It's comfortable, but you can't get a seat. So tell me, what was the strangest thing that ever happened at an open mic that you can remember?
Wow, that the light goes off.
I remember, yeah, I remember that.
In the middle of the show, in the middle of the best song, but only happened one time.
And then what happens when the light goes off? That's it.
That then start the show and start the drumming and the bongos and the dancing and the candles. Everybody's taking out the clothes and having fun.
The show does not stop when the lights
show must go on. Crazy,
everybody just falls into an acoustic mode. They start drumming and it's really a fantastic scene. So what do you got planned for this Wednesday?
This Wednesday is playing GR. He plays el teclado. He plays a lot of beautiful songs. He's coming. He's coming, Franco. Vincent is coming to play too. He's a friend. He's a French guy. He plays Manu Chao. He's coming, Samuel Ricci. He's coming a lot of bands, actually. A lot of bands, a lot of people. You know, it's a lot of types of music. You can hear reggae, rock, soul,
bachata,
Dominican music. Sometimes it's poetry. Sometimes a guy goes
rap.
Tupac. Yeah, I played the Sozi of Tupac.
Yeah,
a lot of freestyle there.
Where's that band? They usually play late, and they're kind of high energy, almost like Dominican punk. Are they from Puerto Plata? Those guys are great, man.
It's coming one battery man,
songs are a little shit, they'll take me down.
Okay.
Yeah, they will. It's happened before. I've had a little cover song in the background, and then Spotify and Apple, good. They'll take me right down if there's a cover tune playing.
Wow, but you do this often?
This is the 43rd show right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And actually, this is the first show of season three, because what I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to readjust the show and bring out the music scene here in Cabaretti, because Cabaretti has always been known for kite surfing. But in the 12, 13 years I've been here, I've seen the music scene explode. So I want to really regenerate the show and focus it more toward the music scene here in Cabaretti.
Yeah, actually, I've been here 9 years, and I know a lot of musicians. Myself, I am not a pro, but I learn a lot of music here.
Oh,
now
yeah.
I'm playing because of Cabaret.
We're out playing, and I
knew you with music, even though I never knew you.
Right, that's what we know each other through.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm playing, and I've got like the greatest musicians behind me. Which is, I mean, they're great musicians. I'm kind of a hack, and I got the great musicians.
I am a hack. You're not a hack.
You're so great, man. You play things, and you're a great showman.
They are the best of the harmonica here.
Yeah, you lead the bands.
Well, I do the footwork. I bend the pavement, and I get us gigs.
Yeah, that's the most important part, isn't it?
And I understand, because you guys are busy. You guys go to school. You guys work. You guys have a lot of things to keep you busy in your life, and I don't have any problem putting these gigs together and promoting them. It's fun for me.
Oh, well, I'm glad, because we really appreciate that we're able to do that, and that's all because of you.
That's so cool, because we couldn't do it without each other.
Yeah, everyone plays their own part to it.
So
Johnny, now you come up with some specialty pizzas now and again. What was that one you hooked me up with a couple weeks ago with the sun-dried tomatoes and shit?
That's a type of Greek, Mediterranean Greek pizza. It's dried tomatoes, feta cheese.
Oh, feta cheese.
Yeah. No sauce, white pizza.
Right, that was really good.
Blue cheese, gorgonzola cheese.
Oh, there was gorgonzola on there too.
Yeah, onion, and just that. So, you know, simple, a few ingredients is better.
Probably some, obviously, there was some olive oil and garlic in there.
Of course, always must be garlic.
It's got to be garlic. And
olive oil. Always. My favorite pizza though is anchovies.
Oh, I don't like anchovies.
Napolitana.
It's just salty and
Napolitana.
Not nasty.
Yeah.
Don't ever put anchovies on my pizza.
No, you don't like anchovies?
No.
Why?
They're salty and fishy and nasty.
Wow, that's a pirate pizza, man.
Yeah.
You're a pirate, you should like it.
You're a tougher guy than I am. Oh, wait, there's one more being in this room. There's Bobby. Tell me about Bobby.
Bobby, I have this dude, it's a street dog. I found him last September in Susua. Sorry, Bobby. He was in Susua. He was bleeding out in the street. And my friend Vince and myself, we saved him. And now he's here with us.
And he's a great dog.
He has worms in the ear, man. Worms.
Oh, right now?
They were eating They were eating him.
Yeah.
And the left eye, he couldn't see in the left eye. Was closed, was bleeding out. Was 1 week of beds and pills and sprays. But finally, he has a new life.
He's a sweet dog too. And he loves his love. Like he'll always come up to me and he'll say, as long as I want to pet him, he'll sit right there and he'll lean right into me. And
I think that's the best thing I have done in 2022, saving my dog.
Yeah.
Was the best thing with my friend
the Bobby.
With my friend El Gabacho was the best thing I did last year.
Hey man, remember that dog, the mayor's dog, the Doberman?
Ah, oh, the black one.
We both love that.
Yeah,
dog. Yeah, that dog passed away, but I remember that dog.
She passed away.
Yeah,
she have a disease in the blood.
I know.
La garrapata.
I started buying her good food. In fact, I moved her up into my apartment.
Yeah.
I moved her up there and I set her up with a little cardboard box thing.
The mayor called a vet and put an injection to kill her.
Yeah, well, she wasn't healthy. She wasn't happy, that dog. Because I was feeding her, I thought she was underfed. So I started feeding her good and it didn't. She never gained any weight.
In this world, it's people that love animals and it's people that don't love animals.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's like this.
She used to protect me too. Like when I'd be on the Cajon and she'd see me like talking to people, she would like get jealous. She really would.
But she was suffering.
Yeah.
Because she had a disease in the blood. So
Right. Yeah, she was too far.
She's now in peace. But we'll stop talking about sad things.
Well, you know. And then of course, and after that she's gone and then Bobby comes up. So
exactly. Maybe the soul of her. It's on Bobby. I have a dog called Bobby before in Chabola.
Oh yeah.
He was Bobby, first Bobby, and one day he left in pandemia. He left, and I think the soul of Bobby is inside him.
Could
he have the same look.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, open mic night. Artisanal pizza. Yeah, you
lot
should come. Yeah, a lot of ladies.
Now, seeing this is audio only, and you haven't said much yet, set the scene. Tell them where we are, what we're doing tonight.
On Wednesday.
But we don't know right now. Just
right now?
The scene, like, what
right
you
now
see
we're jamming. That's the great thing about Cabaret. It's those recommended jams where just people meet up, and we planned it maybe not even a day ago. Exactly.
Why are we jamming tonight? Because what was the alternative? What were we supposed to do earlier?
Oh, because we have a gig normally on Mondays at a place called Cheers on the beach of Cabarete. And we were supposed to play, but due to the rain, we canceled. And then we chose to do a jam instead. And it's a fun replacement to what we're normally doing. The gig at Cheers is awesome. A lot of people come, a lot of musicians, different styles of play. And everyone's welcome to join. And here we're jamming and learning some songs and playing together and having fun together.
And JR plays keyboards.
Keyboards.
And he just turned 19. He's a great keyboard player and he's learning to sing.
Thank you, man.
And he wants to be a sex symbol in the next 10 years.
And he's a pretty boy. He brings out the young girls, show up to see him.
We do not disclose that.
Oh yeah, let's not talk too much about that.
So all women that are hearing this, you should come early to Cabarete. If you are late, you're going to lose these pretty
eyes.
They're
not going to see me, that's for sure. When I see the young girls in the audience, I'm like, wow, look at that. I got a nice younger crowd. But I realize they were never there before I had JR. I think, wow, it must be me. And everyone's like, no, I guess not.
Let's talk about the Gabacho, the French guy. Let's talk about him.
What I'm going to say, come to Cabarete, guys, because we have music, we have great pizza, we have surf, we have kite, I came for that. It's amazing, we met great people. Dominican nation, people locals are awesome also, it's worth to mention. DR in general, it's an amazing country. That's why we are stuck here, we are all gringos here in the room. And we love the place. Is there any reason for that? I think none of us would ever come back to our country.
No, sure I never will. Right? Maybe
you. I have to, but I'm definitely coming back.
I mean, going, of course, to take a plane and come back, me too, but that's home here.
Yeah.
So,
That's the other thing, too. You brought up, like, you're French Canadian, you're from Spain, and I'm from the United States. And all you guys speak multiple languages. You're all young. You're all good looking. And I feel like I'm really honored to have your company. And I feel dumb. You guys speak like two or three different languages. You guys are all great musicians. And I, you know, sometimes I reflect back and I say, what have I done with my life? Except for now I'm at this point right now and I'm really enjoying it. So I really feel blessed to have you. Have you guys in my life.
We are blessed to be close to you.
We're blessed to have you. We're in your place right now.
We're in your place. You are the voice of the experience.
Oh, by the way, if you want
we are the reflect.
If you want to convert to Spanish for a little bit, just to kind of sum up what we're talking about for our Spanish-speaking listeners.
¿Podemos hablar español un poco?
Ay, ay, ay,
ay, ay, ay. Para las colombianas.
Vamos a cambiar. Tú hablas francés y español y inglés.
Portugués y italiano.
Tú hablas italiano.
Portugués y italiano.
Speak four languages. Tú francés, inglés y español.
Sí, un poco de español.
Tú español.
Español, inglés y chino mandarín.
Chino, chino mandarín. I speak chino mandarín too.
Five languages.
This is my first time in a podcast. I am honored to be close to you. This is my first time.
I mean, I study Spanish at Duolingo. I study it at I do one lesson a day. It's about 5 minutes.
You find a girlfriend? Yeah, that's it.
I do. Oh, you know what? I had a girlfriend for about a year and a half. I lived with her. And I learned a lot of Spanish from her. She learned English from me. But I realized we talked about the same shit all the time. So we had about 50 or 60 words that we just
repeated. Food and sex?
Yeah. Food, sex, and give me money. where are you going this weekend? To be mamas casa. You know, going to Tiempo, dos días, mamas casas. You know, luego, mirar tu lunes, that was it.
Hablas bien español, Franco. Hablas bien español.
No, me hablo español muy, muy bajo.
No, pero puedes hablar.
Hay que practicar más.
Yeah, I mean, practicar más. Oh. If I get like 4 beers in me, I speak really good.
It's easier when you drink alcohol.
Yeah.
So what
about... I can speak Chinese when I'm under alcohol. No. I can speak Chinese. Actually.
What about the band that we're all involved in, Mamas Chicos?
Mamas Chicos.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that? I think it's going well.
I am the worst of the band. I am honored to be. It's my first band. I only played once in the beach. Thank you, Franco and Bill. I want to play more. I am scared.
We want playing. You got no reason to be scared. You got a great form.
I am scared. But I am improving little by little. Maybe I play one time.
And everybody loves you. You're a good draw. You bring a lot of people. Yeah. How about our drummer? Tell me about our drummer.
Our drummer? Yeah. Wow. 9 years? 10 years old?
11 years old.
12.
Wow. Okay, we say for ages. 12, isn't it? Wow, he has something, eh?
He's got a little attitude,
wow.
Too.
He's cool.
In Spanish, you say, tiene un don.
Yeah, or muchacho.
I don't know in English. You can help me. Tiene un don? ¿Qué significa en inglés?
He has a gift.
He has a gift.
He's gifted.
Oh, yeah.
He's gifted. Because you can try and try and practice, but if you are gifted, it's different.
Well,
he doesn't come to practice, but he plays well.
He doesn't come
to,
he shows up late. He's got an attitude.
He's
down.
A rock star. He's a rock
star. His professor.
What's his name, actually?
Marlon.
Yeah. Now, his teacher, he belongs to the, he studies at the Bachata Academy or the Dream Project School, which we'll talk about again thoroughly in another program. But his instructor tells me that since he's playing in Mama's Chico's now and he's playing out and he's getting money, that he's got an attitude with the other kids now. It's gone to his head. Yeah, yeah. He pulled me aside.
Can I smoke him?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He pulled me aside and... He asked me how he was doing. I said, he's fine. He said, he's getting real cocky. So his instructor told him that if he chooses to do so, he won't be able to play in that band anymore.
Keep the attitude. You mean.
Yeah, yeah. He told him if he doesn't change his attitude,
it's
he'll
not,
get him kicked
it's not
out
the
of the band's
fault. It's
him. No.
He has to change it.
But he let him know that he has the power to get him thrown out of the band if he doesn't. So we got to get a little tough on him now. We got to straighten him out a little bit. Mm-hmm. I guess he's cocky with the other kids, and he's just.
I admire this kid. I am 39 years old, and I don't have the balls of that kid.
Well,
sorry for the expression.
I was actually happy.
I don't have that balls
because I thought that put him on.
I don't have that.
That put him on the path to becoming a great rock star, which he's got all the attitude. I love
music, I love singing, I love playing, I don't have that attitude to do that.
Well,
it's difficult.
I don't have any problem with 11-year-old, 12-year-old boys doing bad things, because they're supposed to.
He's gifted.
It's okay. Oh, yeah. And he's cool.
Wow. I hope he has a good behavior with education with their parents.
Well, the Dream Project tries, they don't only teach these children music, but they try to teach them to be better people. But historically, musicians aren't really the best people. I mean, every time you watch a documentary about musicians, you know, they become famous, and then they become a heroin addict, and they beat up their wives, and they don't really have a good history.
That's my point before. You can't be great. 11, 12, 13, but then you are facing the life and the world, and then you have to continue doing it.
You guys know who Joe Bonamassa is?
I think you can't do it alone. You need someone that helps you.
Well, he gets family support. When he shows up at his gigs, either his mother or his uncle or somebody's there with him.
I hope so.
Yeah,
it's important because he's still young. It's still new to him, and even though he has so much talent, he's still a kid.
Oh, I'm willing to give him a great big giant pass. He's a better kid than I was when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know who Joe Bonamassa is?
No.
He's a famous blues guitar player. He's a really big, famous guy. And I owned a bar years ago. And when he was 16 years old, he played in my bar. And they called him, in fact, then they called him Smoking Joe Bonamassa.
Wow.
And he became like, he's huge. Yeah, he's really big.
Where does he play now in the States?
Yeah, he plays in the States. He plays a lot of shows. In fact, when we're done here, we'll dial him up here on YouTube or something. You guys can check him out.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a really fantastic guitar player. But yeah, he played in my bar when he was 16 years old.
Wow.
Where was your bar?
It was in Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York?
Yeah.
You have a bar there?
I did. Long time ago.
Was like music thing?
It was a music club. It turned into a music club because I like music. So we had a lot of national acts come in. In fact, this Joe Bonamassa played with a band called Bloodline. And don't quote me on this, but it was Robbie Krieger from The Doors, his son. It was Miles Davis' son.
Whoa.
And a couple other like really, really famous people. And they were the band that played behind Joe Bonamassa.
Wow.
It was pretty cool. Yeah.
I wish I would have Robbie Krieger and his
guys. Do you have any tapes or anything? To remember those times?
Oh yeah, well, it's online.
It's online?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Let's check it out.
Yeah, we'll look up, they're called Bloodline.
Okay, well, that's really cool.
Wow. So you're from Buffalo?
I am. I was there last summer, and I really don't intend to ever go back there, but I might, because I mean, you know, you never know where life's gonna guide you, and the one thing about where I grew up is there's like good people, and no matter what I do or what I go through in life, they'll always be there for me. So if I have a health issue or something like that and I need to go back, they'll all be there to support me. It's really nice to know that, to have that in your life. I grew up with a lot of good people, good families.
Good people around you.
Oh yeah, yep. They're all great people. They always support, everyone up there always supports each other. It's not the kind of place where people come there from other places, you know, like here or Florida, places like that. People move there to get out of the bad weather, whatever the conditions. People don't really go to Buffalo. So the people in Western New York who are born and raised there are true Buffalonians.
Buffalonians,
yeah.
Wow.
And what city are you from in Spain?
I am from a neighborhood called Hortaleza, Porros y Cerveza. It's
called the capital.
Yeah, it's capital of Spain, Hortaleza.
Oh, that's the capital of Spain?
Yeah.
Not Barcelona?
Madrid. I am from Madrid, and the neighborhood is called Hortaleza, yeah. It's an old neighborhood, but it's cool. It's cool. Good wine, good food, but it's such different from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different.
Do you ever plan on moving away from here?
No.
I'm
going to stay here forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it here. I feel. I mean, such a community here, especially in the neighborhood we live in. It's called the Callejón de la Loma, and it's like one of the world's best kept secrets. It's a real sense of community, real, you know everybody, you feel real comfortable here.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, you live in a block of apartments, and you even say hi to your neighbors 2 meters from you.
Yeah.
That's the difference. The same as Manhattan, something like this. Similarities in Manhattan.
Right.
You don't know your neighbors. You even say hi in the mornings. Just go to the metro or the bus. You go to your work. You go back.
I was married once. And I lived at my wife's parents' house for a while. We were eating dinner, and I mentioned the guy next door. Joe, I said something about I was talking to George, and they had no idea who I was talking about. Like, they don't really communicate with their neighbors. You know, to me, it was just normal to talk to their neighbor. They didn't know.
I like to be here and say hi. The mornings, you say hi to everybody. Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Just
how are you?
Just makes you feel good.
It's a different vibe.
It's fun here, too, because everybody I walk out in the street, I'm not out. Like, I can't take 3 steps without someone going, hey, Franco.
Yeah. Exactly. That's life.
Yeah. But you're like the most famous guy in the Cayo.
Oh yeah,
Johnny Cibola.
No, not really. It's because this bar get famous because of the people around me help me a lot.
And because of you.
Yeah,
if you weren't cool, it wouldn't have worked. I mean, come on,
I put my thing, but if it wasn't enough people around me, I would never do it alone.
And your pizza's good.
I have a good worker that he makes all the job. He's great.
Chamondino.
If it wasn't for him, it would be difficult. That's why it's good to have a good team around you.
Is that the kid who works for the Dream? Or, did you work for the Dream Project or the Inspire?
No, he came from the streets.
No, but one of the guys who works for you also volunteers, I think, at Inspire.
Ah, Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin, yeah.
Yeah, he's... he works from those communities. He's a smart guy.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He's really a smart guy. Yeah.
Yeah, so
he's going to be the manager of Chabola, maybe.
But speaking of, I mentioned the Dream Project, the Bachata Academy, Inspire, and then there's with the girls at Mariposa Academy. Right within a kilometer from here, there's three different schools that I think they're funded by via donations, I would guess.
American donations.
And they're great schools for these kids in this neighborhood.
I help them all the time. When I was here with Chabola 8 years now, I make a lot of things with them. Concerts, anything. Now, 2 of July, we have a concert. Friday, 2 of June. The 2nd of June. We have a bachata thing in Chabola.
Yeah.
With Dream Project.
Right, the Bachata Academy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the 2nd of June?
Uh-huh.
Because the 1st of June, they're having an event right at the Bachata Academy on the 1st of June, which is a Tuesday. They're having a big event.
I think 2nd of June is a Friday.
No, the 1st of June is a Tuesday. Well, that's another thing. We have a hard time figuring out what day of the week it is around here, don't we? It happens all the time. The only reason I know it's Monday is because we have our gig on Monday. And then Wednesday's open mic at Chabola. And then Sunday's open mic in Boy Boy. It's fun because there's hardly a night when I leave my house when I don't have my harmonicas with me.
Harmonicas.
Always someone to go and play, someone who welcomes me to play with them.
Fridays, won't
you? You know?
Mm-hmm. So, Friday. Vincent Vega, what part of France are you from?
Whoa. Vincent Vega, eh?
Fiction and Tower. That's what they used to call me.
Paris?
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's from Paris and.
And it's actually a part in the movie.
Royale.
They are in the car. Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson. And then Travolta, and they're talking about a burger in McDonald's.
Royale.
And in America, United States, you call him in a way, and in France, you call him.
Today's credits are as follows. Thank you to our program director,
Don Alejandro de la Vega,
our editor and fact checker,
they'll never know.
Our chairperson,
Wilma Buttfit.
Fleet managers,
Lisa Carr.
Our charm consultant today is
the always charming Miss Inga Tooth.
Tiki Bar reviews by
Hassan Ben Sober.
Our favorite divorce attorney,
Carmine, not yours.
Our credit counselor is
Max Stout.
And our fashion designer today,
Hugh Jass.
And of course, our download counter,
Adam Ilion.
If you enjoyed the show, help us continue by scrolling down and clicking support for this podcast.